All right, so you're here because you want to get smart, right? Like really quickly on something that's actually interesting.
Yeah, no one wants to waste time scrolling endlessly.
Absolutely, we get it. We want to get straight to those juicy insights. So today, we're diving deep into a moment that kind of turned Hollywood upside down. Matthew McConaughey's Oscar win back in
Oh,
2014.
Dallas Buyers Club,
That's
right?
the one. And it got everyone talking, like really thinking about things. And we've got a great piece from Christian Culture News that breaks it all down, all those key details.
Yeah, it really digs into the story.
It does. And what we're going to try to understand here is the full impact of that win, what it meant for McConaughey himself, for the film and the powerful story it told, and also how his acceptance speech really resonated with people.
Like why it stuck with us.
Exactly. So we're going to unpack his incredible transformation for the role, the very moving true story behind Dallas Buyers Club, the raw emotion in his speech, and even touch on how his personal beliefs kind of thread through it all.
Sounds like a plan.
Let's jump right in. So the 86th Academy Awards in 2014, that Best Actor win for McConaughey, that was a pretty massive deal.
It was definitely a highlight.
It really put him on the map, right? I mean, it put a huge spotlight on his portrayal of Ron Woodruff in Dallas Buyers Club. And what a performance, right? What a transformation. For those of you tuning in who maybe need a little refresher, Dallas Buyers Club throws us back to the 1980s with Ron Woodruff, this guy who gets hit with an AIDS diagnosis. But the film, it's about so much more than just being sick. It's about him fighting like crazy against all this horrible prejudice and desperately searching for any kind of treatment, anything that might help him survive.
Because back then there were so few options.
Right, exactly. And what I think is so powerful about this film is the way it explores acceptance on so many levels, how society was struggling to deal with the AIDS crisis, how Woodruff himself had to change and grow, and this fundamental human need to hold on to your dignity when you're facing just incredibly difficult things.
Makes you think about what really matters.
It does. You could really feel that desperation, that struggle just watching him. And it definitely struck a chord. Critics loved it. Audiences loved it. But it's almost funny to think back now because, before Dallas Buyers Club, McConaughey was mostly known for those like fun romantic
Oh,
comedies.
yeah, totally different vibe.
Right. So this Oscar win, it wasn't just some random thing. It really marked this big turning point in his whole career.
Yeah, like a real shift.
Precisely. And it even got a name, right? The McConaissance. It started in the mid-2000s when he made these very conscious choices to go for these more challenging roles, these parts with a lot more dramatic depth. And it wasn't like an overnight thing
It
either.
was gradual, right? Like,
Yeah.
you look at his early work, like the article mentions Dazed and Confused. That movie really captured something about that time. And then you've got all those rom-coms, The Wedding Planner, How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days. Those films made him super recognizable.
Oh, yeah, everyone knew his face.
But then you started to see these other performances that kind of hinted at something more. Like, there was this depth waiting to come out. In The Lincoln Lawyer, you had this sharp, kind of morally ambiguous charm going on.
He was great at that.
And then Mud, that felt like a real step forward. You saw a much rawer side of him, a lot more intensity.
I agree. Those roles showed that he wanted to do more, to really push himself as an actor. And then Dallas Buyers Club comes along, and the article really emphasizes this. His physical transformation was unbelievable. He lost over 40 pounds to truly embody Ron Woodruff's declining health. That kind of commitment, I mean, that speaks volumes about how seriously he took this role.
Yeah, you can't fake that kind of
You
dedication.
can't. And it wasn't just about the weight loss, right? I mean, it was about showing visually just how much his character was suffering. And I think that complete immersion, that's a big part of why his performance had such an impact and why that Oscar win felt so right. Like he earned it. It really solidified him as a serious actor, one to be respected.
Yeah, for sure. It makes you wonder, though, what was it about Dallas Buyers Club itself? Like, what was it about the story that gave him such a great platform for this whole transformation?
Well, at its heart, it's based on a real person, a real story. The film came out in 2013, directed by Jean-Marc Vallée, and it tells this incredibly compelling story of Ron Woodruff, this Texas electrician, a rodeo cowboy working-class guy who gets this awful AIDS diagnosis back in the mid-1980s.
And the article points this out. Back then, people didn't really understand AIDS. There was a lot of fear, a lot of stigma.
A lot of misunderstanding.
Definitely. And they told Woodruff he didn't have long to live. The film really captures his determination to survive, I mean, against all odds.
He completely refused to accept it, didn't he?
No, he didn't. He started looking for other treatments, anything that might help. and that's how he ends up starting the Dallas Buyers Club. It became this way for him to get unapproved medications, not just for himself, but for other people with AIDS who were desperate.
And it became this whole community, right?
Yeah, it was a lifeline for people who were being ignored and rejected by society.
And it's not some simple hero story either. The film shows Woodruff changing as a person. At the beginning, he's pretty homophobic, but through everything he goes through, all the people he meets, especially in the Buyers Club, he really changes. He becomes much more compassionate and understanding.
And that change, that's a huge part of what makes the film so powerful. The article talks about how well McConaughey captured that, all those complicated emotions. It makes you question your first impressions of Woodruff and really see him as a human being.
Makes you see his flaws and his growth.
Exactly. And the film doesn't shy away from criticizing the healthcare system back then either. It reminds us of the real human cost of the AIDS crisis.
It does. So you've got this incredibly powerful film, McConaughey giving it everything he's got, and then comes the night of the Oscars. What was it like being there? Can you describe that atmosphere?
Well, the article does a pretty good job. It was a mix of excitement and nerves, you know. You could feel it in the air. All that talent in one room, everyone knowing how important this was. For McConaughey, after putting so much of himself into this role, I mean, it must have been incredibly intense.
Yeah, the stakes were high.
For sure. And every nominee, their whole journey had led up to this one night.
It's all on the line.
Right. And the article mentions that McConaughey's nomination, especially for this particular role, it generated a lot of buzz because it was such a different type of performance for him.
People were surprised.
Yeah, in a good way. They knew he was onto something special. And as the night went on, you could feel the tension building as they got closer to announcing the big awards. And then when they finally said his name, you could see the pure emotion on his face.
He was overwhelmed.
It was powerful. The audience went wild, cheering and applauding. It really showed how much his performance had touched people.
It's that ultimate recognition, isn't it? All that work, the passion, acknowledged on the biggest stage there is for film. And then, of course, comes the acceptance speech. People still talk about that speech today.
And what's striking, as the article highlights, is that feeling of gratitude that just pours out of his words. If you go back and watch it, read the transcript, it's so compelling, so personal.
It really is. He wasn't just rattling off a list of names. It felt genuine, like he truly meant every word. And it's interesting, he specifically mentions God as this guiding force in his life, in his career.
He talked about having a higher purpose, this belief that his faith had given him direction, strength.
Which connects with those themes of hard work and perseverance that the article also mentions.
Yeah, it's not just about some divine intervention. It's about his own commitment and effort within that framework of faith.
And he didn't forget his family either. He talked about them being his motivation, his grounding force.
It made it feel so real, so relatable.
It did. It wasn't your typical Hollywood thank you speech. There was this vulnerability to it. And the article points out the reaction was overwhelmingly positive. People really connected with that honesty, that realness. It even started conversations about gratitude in Hollywood, which is often seen as this very self-centered world.
That's a good point. So let's dig a little deeper into this whole faith aspect. The article makes it clear that faith has been this major guiding principle in McConaughey's life.
Yeah, let's explore that. So growing up in Texas, there's often a strong sense of community and morals, and faith often plays a big role. And for him, it's clearly stayed with him. It's part of who he is.
He's talked about it openly in interviews, how his beliefs shape his decisions, especially those big career moves we talked about earlier.
And that reference to a higher power in his speech, it ties in perfectly with all that gratitude he expressed. It's almost like his faith helps him make sense of his journey, appreciate all the good things that have happened.
It gives him a perspective.
It does. And it's interesting to think about how his faith might connect to the kinds of roles he chooses. The article kind of suggests this, that many of his characters are all about resilience, searching for something meaningful, which could definitely resonate with his own beliefs and philosophy.
That makes sense.
Yep.
So we talked about how positive the public reaction was to his speech, but the article also mentioned some interesting things about how critics saw it.
Oh, yeah. It wasn't all sunshine and roses.
Well, the general public, like we said, loved it. They connected with how genuine he seemed with that whole God, family, and self thing. Those are things that resonate with a lot of people.
The everyman kind of thing.
Yeah. And you could see that on social media after his speech, all the positive comments and quotes people were sharing.
But some critics had different thoughts.
Some thought that while his message was inspiring, It was maybe a little too general, you know, not very specific. There was some concern that his personal story might overshadow the film itself, the important issues it was dealing with, like the AIDS crisis.
That's an interesting point.
It is. Sometimes a really personal speech, even if it's well delivered, can shift the focus away from the main topic.
Unintentionally, of course.
Yeah. But the article ultimately concludes that his speech is still a big topic of conversation, which says something about McConaughey's ability to connect with people and inspire them through his own story.
He's a storyteller.
Definitely. And it naturally brings us to the impact of that Oscar win on his career, what happened next. Because it wasn't just about getting a fancy award to put on a shelf.
It changed things for him.
It did. The article emphasizes that it was a major turning point. It gave him credibility and opened doors to a wider range of roles, more challenging and complex parts. It was like everyone finally recognized what he was capable of.
Validated all that work he'd been doing.
Exactly. And we saw it right away. The article mentions Interstellar, directed by Christopher Nolan, a huge, ambitious film. His performance in that was phenomenal and showed just how versatile he is as an actor.
And it wasn't just doing films either. He did the TV series True Detective, which got him an Emmy nomination, so it wasn't just a fluke, you know? He was consistently doing great work.
Exactly. He completely moved away from those rom-com stereotypes and embraced all these different projects with real depth and meaning. It really was a renaissance for him, like the article says. He was working with top directors and connecting with audiences on a whole new level.
So, looking back at it all, what do you think is the lasting legacy of Matthew McConaughey's Oscar win back in 2014?
Well, the article argues that it's more than just a personal win for him. It was a big moment for his career, obviously, but it also had this ripple effect throughout Hollywood. Mm-hmm. His speech, with all that talk about faith, gratitude, and working hard to achieve your dreams, it really resonated with people.
It was inspiring.
Yeah, it was. He offered this very human, very genuine perspective on what it takes to be successful. And it went beyond just the film industry. And the article even suggests that it might have influenced other actors, you know, made them think about how they present themselves to the public, encourage them to be more authentic.
More real.
Exactly. And it also sparked this bigger conversation about gratitude in Hollywood, this idea that success is often a team effort, that it's not all about individual talent. Mm-hmm. And his emphasis on finding that balance between faith and action. That was refreshing to hear.
So it's not just about the award itself. It's about the conversations it started, about what success really means, the importance of gratitude, and the role of personal faith in a very public industry.
Exactly. It adds this whole other layer to how we understand McConaughey's journey and what the Academy Awards actually represent.
All right, so to wrap it all up for you, we've seen how McConaughey's Oscar win for Dallas Buyers Club was this culmination of a huge transformation, both in his career choices and maybe even on a personal level. His performance in a film that tackled these big social issues, combined with that incredibly heartfelt and faith-filled acceptance speech, it had a huge impact. It changed the course of his career and sparked all these important conversations in Hollywood and beyond. It really shows how something that seems like a single event can have so much depth and meaning.
It does. It reminds us to look beyond the surface, to understand the bigger picture.
And on that note, here's something to think about. Looking at McConaughey's journey, what are some of those big moments of transformation that you've seen in your own life or experienced yourself? And in those moments, how did gratitude play a role? It's something to ponder as you go about your day. Thanks for joining us for this deep dive. We'll catch you next time.
See you then.